Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
It is over. Just 8 days after it began, the Phoenix Suns postseason comes to a crashing halt last night at Footprint Center, a 122-116 loss to the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Suns played by far their best game of the series. Okay. Mm-hmm. But it still served as a stark reminder of just how far this team was from being championship caliber or even being close to the same level as the T-Wolves. Anthony Edwards scored 31 of his 40 points in the second half to lead the Timberwolves to their first playoff series win in 20 years. Suns led after the first, second, and third quarters, but couldn't match Minnesota in the fourth. Royce O'Neal's three tied the score at 107 apiece with 4:32 to go, but Edwards answered with a three 19 seconds later. Suns could not get over the hump. Karl Anthony Towns added 28 points for Minnesota. Devin Booker at 49, Kevin Durant 33 in the loss for Phoenix. Suns swept in a four-game series for the first time, a best-of-seven series for the first time since 1989.
Oof.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Oof. The first time a Minnesota sports team in any sport has ever swept a team in four games.
That is true, too. Minnesota moves on to face the winner of the Lakers-Nuggets series. In the fourth quarter of that game, Minnesota head coach Chris Finch was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Mike Conley dribbling down court along the left sideline, fouled by Devin Booker. Both players spilled over the sideline and right into Finch, who went down in a heap after the collision with Conley. Finch stayed on the court for a couple minutes before being helped to the locker room. Reports say he likely suffered a torn patellar tendon in his right knee, and he'll need surgery before the next round of the playoffs.
He must have gotten his leg caught up in like a chair or so. I can't even imagine
that snapped. I watched the replay a couple times, and it looked like it was just Conley hitting it, and it just bent weird. And it was, he was right in the first row.
Yeah,
but, man, you want to talk about unfortunate. I'm actually surprised that doesn't happen more. But the proximity of fans and coaches and the scorer's table right there. Yesterday in the NBA, Jalen Brunson poured in a franchise record 47 points and added 10 assists. The Knicks top Philadelphia 97-92. They take a 3-1 series lead in that Eastern Conference best of seven. The Clippers squandered all of an early 31-point lead, but then rallied and hung on to beat Dallas 116-111 to even their first-round series at 2-2. Paul George and James Harden each had 33 for L.A. Man, that was some entertaining basketball down the stretch.
A crazy game.
Yes. The Indiana Pacers moved closer to a first-round playoff win with a 126-113 victory over the shorthanded Milwaukee Bucks. Miles Turner, 7 three-pointers, 29 points for the Pacers, who hit 22 three-pointers as a team. Bucks played without Giannis and without Dame, and mostly without Bobby Portis, who thought it would be a good idea to get ejected 7 minutes into the game. Tonight on the playoff schedule, three games on tap. Miami hosting Boston, game four at 4:30 on TNT. Celtics lead that series 2-1. Then at 5:30, it's Oklahoma City trying to finish off a sweep of the Pelicans. That game is on NBA TV. And the Lakers trying to stave off elimination for a second straight game. They're back in Denver for game five against the Nuggets. That game tips off at 7. Oklahoma City coach Mark Daigneault was named the NBA's Coach of the Year in a vote that was not close at all. Daigneault received 89 of 99 first-place votes ahead of Orlando's Jamal Mosley and Chris Finch of Minnesota. Away from basketball, the Arizona Cardinals had a very busy weekend at the NFL Draft, adding 12 new players after all was said and done. Monty Austin Fort and Company selected 6 offensive players over the 3 days of the draft, including, of course, wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. with the 4th overall selection on Thursday. They also got 6 new defensive players, including Missouri edge Darius Robinson, Rutgers corner Max Melton, and Texas Tech safety Dadrian Taylor Demerson, otherwise known as Rabbit.
Good nickname.
Yeah, very
right?
Good nickname.
Not as good as Kool-Aid.
No.
Or pork chop.
Yeah.
But Rabbit's pretty good.
Rabbit's not bad.
Ketel Marte's RBI double in the 8th inning scored Kevin Newman, breaking a 2-2 tie as the Diamondbacks won their series finale 3-2 over the Mariners at T-Mobile Park. Starting pitcher Brandon Pfaadt was
outstanding. He was outstanding.
He allowed just 2 runs over 6 innings, struck out a career-high 11 before handing off to the sturdy Diamondbacks bullpen trio of Joe Mantiply, Ryan Thompson, and the
The Gink.
The Gink.
Gink.
No, the Gink was pretty good yesterday.
He was very good. Retired the last 20 hitters they faced combined?
Yeah,
crazy.
I agree. Brandon Pfau was fantastic. They were going up against a really, really good pitcher, and I thought, okay, this is going to be another one of these losses, and they found a way to win the game. So hang in there, D-backs.
They return home.
We're cheering for you.
After a 4-6.
We got
and
no
six,
choice.
Yeah, 4-6 road trip to face the Dodgers for the first time this season at Chase Field. Tommy Henry on the mound for Arizona against L.A. lefty James Paxton. First pitch, 6:40. It'll be here on Arizona Sports on 98.7 with pregame coverage starting at 6 o'clock. One of women's basketball's all-time greats is calling it a career. Candace Parker announced her retirement on Sunday via social media. 38-year-old Parker won the WNBA's Rookie of the Year and MVP awards in 2008. Part of three WNBA champions, made 7 All-Star appearances in her 16-year pro career.